thing to not like the Monroe Doctrine, and we discussed that, and it was another thing to think he was the, you know, the ghost of Simón Bolívar lived in him. But he didn't believe, he told me, that Americans went to the moon, that was staged in Hollywood. He seemed to me to even question 9/11 and the towers being hit. I came across, he was very charismatic and liked in Venezuela by the poor people, but he was anti-American and had too much of a conspiratorial bent for me to admire.
When you say he was raising questions about 9/11 and the destruction of the World Trade Center by those planes, what was he saying, that was just some sort of conspiracy was made up by the U.S.? Was that what he believed?
Yes, and that, you know, somehow that the United, you know, he was very always worried that the United States was up to shenanigans and used our media culture to pull over, you know, pull big ones on the world community. And I grew up in Ohio, and Neil Armstrong was my hero, so I was sort of a little surprised to hear him go on at some length about Apollo 11 just being a farce. And it made me realize we couldn't take him too seriously. On the other hand, I think our government's done the right thing. We've had trade relations. You could fly Houston to Caracas. It's an important country. He did some good things in that country. But we don't need an embassy or an ambassador there. We just didn't have the right relationship with him. I would also tell you, Wolf, the most interesting thing that I found was he wrote regular letters to Castro, and they would deliver them by courier. So he would have a whole, so someday there will be this vast volume, the Castro Chavez letters, all about the, you know, socialist revolution of the world.